All seemed fine, yeah. We were there 9:30 in the morning and we checked in and we gave our bags in and there was queues. There was a priority queue and a non-priority queue, all going in order. All of the people from priority boarded the plane. Our bags were all checked in on the plane. Then about 10 people into the non-priority, a member of staff came out and started to explain that that was if the flight was closed and nobody else was boarding the plane. Thereafter, they said we wouldn't be able to board the plane. Now, there wasn't any sense of panic at the time, but people were listening to what the man was saying. And the people on the plane, obviously, there were groups that were separated, partners, families, children. And he said that there was nobody else going on the plane. And the one priority that was obvious to me was a man was there and he, his wife boarded the plane and he had asthma and all his medications was on the plane. So that lady protested to get off the plane and she was told that she wouldn't have any comeback if she left the plane. But there was no choice there. So she came off the plane. So about 70 of us were left with going back to rebook other flights. So there is a lot of people going on the Shannon flight this evening at 7 o'clock. Some are travelling to Belfast. We were also offered Manchester. Myself and my husband are going to Dublin tomorrow, arriving at 12:30, but obviously our car is a knock. That was the kind of situation. And then by the third time the man came around for information, like, people were upset. You know, you could see people were panicking. And, you know, the separations of everybody, nothing was done in that regard. It was all to do with passport control, staff shortages. Ryanair said it wasn't anything to do with them. The airport said it wasn't anything to do with them either. So you were kind of left in limbo and you just kind of had to tick it on the chin and that was that. So we're all kind of, we had to come back to Lanzarote and rebook another hotel and we'd be going to Dublin tomorrow. Meanwhile, our car is a knock.
Those that had booked priority were told to queue up as it normally is the practice when you're flying Ryanair and they boarded the plane as normally. It just seems there that those that weren't flying priority have they been left abandoned?
Yeah, there are obviously people that couldn't, you know, people's phones were tied. They didn't have enough battery to rebook stuff. Obviously, people have budgeted for what their holiday was worth. Nobody had like a surplus of, I mean, you would have needed another 500 to get by to get to book in a hotel and to reorganise the other flight. The other flight was costing the very least 100 euros and then, believe it or not, you would have had to book on your bag again. So it was mayhem.
So Sinead, alternative arrangements have been made and you and your husband are flying into Dublin. Other people are flying maybe in using different airports to Shannon and different airports. But the issue, I suppose, of the fact of cars have been left in Knock, other property is with other members of people's families. So there's more added onto this rather than added pressures to all this.
Absolutely. And, you know, the big question mark was all of our bags were on that plane. So they took the time for us to have our bags returned to us. So we were all kind of going, why couldn't we board the plane then if it was about a timing issue? Nobody had any answers, really. We wrote our complaints to the airport and to Ryanair. But realistically, we don't know what the comeback is. Now, obviously, we're not in, you know, awfully bad shape. But there was people with medication issues. There was children, young people, elderly, wheelchairs, mobility issues. It was, I never seen the likes of it.